This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, I think, you know, anytime you go into what I hoped to be a very thorough and detailed process, you know, you really can't look at it on at the beginning of it if you're going to do it the right way as, you know, start slotting where guys are going to go. You just have to have a complete evaluation of the whole class. So really over the last 2 years of getting a jump on, you know, his previous year and then on into his last year at USC, studied him a lot. Big fan of Caleb, gotten to know him over the years and through the process when he was coming out, immensely talented, both as a thrower, a pure thrower of the football, but his athletic ability, his ability to play outside the structure of a play, he's got the chance to, you know, move the chains on every down, which is what really good quarterbacks in this league consistently demonstrate, and he's, you know, well on his way to doing that. I think he's, you know, a really, really good young quarterback.
What coach wouldn't want to have Caleb Williams as their quarterback? That's Kevin O'Connell, the guy that Caleb had identified as the coach that he wanted to play for before Ryan Poles convinced him that the Bears was the organization to be with. That came with some bumpy road for Caleb and for the Bears and for Ryan Poles after the hiring of Shane Waldron.
For those who maybe are just getting in the car or have not heard the news, there was an excerpt on ESPN earlier today from the book Upcoming by Seth Wickersham, American Kings, a biography of the quarterback. And it involves Caleb Williams wondering aloud to confidence, do I want to go to Chicago before the draft? I don't think I can do it with Waldron. He had doubts specifically about Shane Waldron. He and his dad tried to get out of being the Bears draft pick a couple of ways. They decided not to do some of the other ways they had discussed, but they talked to Archie Manning. They like reached out to a lot of people trying to figure out
if he should go back to college, if he should go play in the UFL.
Unbelievable, man. And that's followed up on in a great conversation with the author of this article, Seth Wickersham, who was on Middays today. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris did a great job with the author trying to figure out what else they could learn about the situation when Caleb and Carl did not initially want to come to Chicago.
I think that Carl is a very astute guy, and we can talk about, you know, the unhinged quarterback dads all we want, but there's like a point to this, and that's that a lot of the success for quarterbacks depends on luck, and it depends on your employer. And he wanted his son to have the best chance of success and to go to a team that, you know, had an established and innovative offensive mind. And, you know, he wanted to try to figure out ways for that to happen, whether it was, you know, he tried to find like any loophole he could. He consulted with lawyers, people like Marvin Demoff, Archie Manning, who helped do a little bit of that with Eli Manning back in the day. They considered whether to sign with the United Football League, you know, for a year and then be, if that would let him be an unrestricted free agent now. But as it got closer, it was just clear that their options were limited. You know, the only thing he could really do was return to school. He didn't want to do that. And so they went forward with the draft process. He went to the combine. He met with the Bears, and he met also with Kevin O'Connell, head coach of the Vikings, and he really vibed well with O'Connell, so much to the point where he kind of started to dream of working with him. Obviously, that was a real long shot because the Vikings are a divisional rival, and I don't think the Bears were going to trade Caleb or the pick to a divisional rival. So it kind of left it to them as like, you know, what are you going to do? And Ryan Poles, the GM of the Bears, told Caleb, we're drafting you no matter what. And so really his only option was to try to do what Jack and John Elway did in 1983, and that's, you know, go after a city and make it, the situation untenable. Carl Williams was ready to do it if that's what his son wanted. But at the end of the day, Caleb didn't want to. And as he told me, I wasn't ready to nuke Chicago. And, you know, after he visited the Bears, he came back and said, you know, I can do it here. I want to be a Bear.
I think, Seth, a lot of the way this is constructed, the reports from Carl to you,
mm-hmm.
they take a lot of blame off of Caleb Williams. And I, you know, obviously that's how we're reading it at face value. And I know that he has that reputation of wanting to do everything he possibly can for us. So we knew all about the team that Caleb had around him leading up to this draft. What was the sense you got as far as when he was telling you these things, the intent? Was it an honesty? Was it candor? Was it the fact that he's lamenting the fact that he's here? What do you think it was?
I don't know. I mean, I spent time with, you know, Carl and Caleb before his final season at USC. You know, obviously Carl and Caleb to a certain extent were thinking a lot about the draft in the lead up to the draft. So a little bit of a ongoing conversation. And then, you know, I just kept reporting on it. I mean, that's kind of, you know, it's a boring answer, but it's kind of how it is.
What about the piece where you talk about Shane Waldron and Caleb mm-hmm. Williams not knowing if he could do that, if he could work yeah. with Shane Waldron? What point did that conversation take place? We're just trying to draw a timeline, because obviously Shane Waldron lost his job, as did Matt Eberflus mm-hmm. later on in the season. Can you give us some type of timeline?
Well, so when Waldron was brought in, I think that the collective reaction from the Williams camp was a little underwhelmed. And then they met, and, you know, and Caleb's actually spoken publicly about this, but, you know, he was kind of wondering how they would vibe. And I think it was fine, but he really vibed with Kevin O'Connell. And Kevin O'Connell obviously played quarterback. I think he was a 4-year starter at San Diego State. He played in the NFL for a bit. He's an outstanding offensive mind. And, you know, it really got Caleb energized. But I think as the process went on and he visited the Bears, you know, I think he was energized by the idea of helping, being part of the process to turn that team around.
And then also same kind of question with the timeline. You describe him watching film, but had no mm-hmm. one to guide him and tell him what to watch. At what point of the season was that? Because, this is a guy who's now on his third play caller with Ben Johnson taking over as head coach. I'm just curious as to when he started to realize he wasn't getting what he thought he needed.
Yeah, it was early on and during the season. I think that, you know, he said publicly he wanted to be coached hard. And I don't know if he quite felt that way, you know, once the season was going. And I think that he's really eager for Ben Johnson to coach him hard and to challenge him. And that quote stands out, and it, you know, it makes you shake your head at what's going on in the NFL at times. And, you know, that happens quite a bit. I hate to say it. It's such an indictment on the league, especially the game's most important position. But, like, you know, Alex Smith has talked about it, and I talked about that with Caleb, where, you know, he was the number one pick of the draft. He goes to a team, and he's watching film by himself. No one taught him how to watch film. And so when he, later on in his career, goes to the Chiefs, and they draft someone by the name of Patrick Mahomes, you know, Alex Smith really took it upon himself to teach Patrick these things that no one taught him, mm-hmm. how to watch film, the ways you do it from the inside out, that type of thing. And, you know, that's the type of instruction that, you know, the Bears didn't provide at times for Caleb Williams. And I think it's a massive indictment on, you know, that staff.
This is ESPN senior writer Seth Wickersham. The book American Kings, a biography of the quarterback, is publishing in September. The article that we are discussing with him are excerpts from Caleb Williams' dad, Carl Williams, talking to him about his son, the draft process, and then what happened afterward. So we have the quote here that you have from Williams, Seth, saying, "I don't want my son playing for the Bears," Williams told several agents in 2024. Mm-hmm. After that reported discussion where Caleb Williams then told Carl he didn't want to nuke the city, were the words that he mm-hmm. used. He didn't want to go against this city. What became Carl's attitude?
He was supporting his son, but he was skeptical. I mean, you know, look at, you know, Carl Williams on Twitter. You know, you can Google it, but, you know, he would tweet things that were, you know, things that made the coaching staff look bad. So it was pretty obvious, you know, how he thought the season was going. And, you know, they didn't play well. I mean, everything he thought could happen, sadly, did happen. I mean, he saw it coming, and that's one of the reasons why he was so passionate about his willingness to take bullets and do what was necessary for his son to have the best chance of success.
Yeah, I think I measured that as Carl Williams being a protective dad, as he should, and wanting the best for his son. I can certainly see where he's coming from in all this, especially given how last season actually did play out. My question is this: have you had any communication with Carl or Caleb since the Ben Johnson announcement? And if so, what has the attitude been towards Ben Johnson, just in relation to maybe how they described everything before, yeah, specifically Kevin O'Connell?
I saw Caleb, I want to say it was after the Johnson hire, and it was maybe early February, I want to say. And I did ask him if, you know, he obviously, like, you know, when he came out and he was drafted and they called his name, you know, he wheeled around that corner and you saw him scream, just let out that huge exhale, that release. And I did ask him whether, you know, the scream that he let out when Ben Johnson was hired was similar in terms of emotion. I think it was. I think he's pretty excited.
I think, Seth, also, you mentioned that scream, and even as I'm picturing it right now, knowing the information that has been released already as part of this book, I think there's a lot of us who wonder what it really meant, if it was truly genuine. You know, how much did that draft visit matter when it came to all the other quotes that you have before?
What I was trying to take people into was just a little bit of their deliberation process, like how serious it got. It was ultimately Caleb's decision. He made the decision as a grown-up, and he, you know, believed he could make it as a Bear. And, you know, we'll see how it goes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Really great interview by Rahimi and Harris. You can check them out 10 to 2 every day here on The Score. And love getting all of the backstory and the context from Seth Wickersham on all of this.
Yeah, man. And I mean, there are a few things. The first point is that this is incredible context and confirmation of some things we thought were percolating, but not to this extent.
That we feared.
Oh, we feared were percolating. And it, what it shows is just how desperately they needed massive change. And now they have gotten it. Whether it's through the national embarrassment that led the McCaskies to say okay to firing Eberflus midseason and Kevin Warren's input to the McCaskies, and then the ability to have a good process and woo Ben Johnson. Like, we're in a good spot now, and that's good to know and think about. But man, does it show you just how messy and disastrous they got it, and how poorly they set up a rookie quarterback in what we all thought was a good situation. It actually ended up being a horrendous disservice to Caleb Williams.
Most of us had the thought of, boy, it sure seems like the Bears thought that they could just drop Caleb up in here and everything was going to be fine. The fact that they didn't really have a plan or a support system for him, whether we're talking about the head coach, okay, fine. You've made your choice that he's the head coach, whatever. The offensive coordinator, where you have his own players being like, that ain't it. Jackson Smith and Jigba. Remember? It's like, oof, don't know about that one, bruh. And then not having a veteran quarterback here to help Caleb adjust from college to pro, to understand what watching tape is like and how different it is from college and the pro. You, all of these experts point it out and go, something's wrong up there. He's really interesting as a prospect, and he's surviving and making things happen. But this is not the way that it ordinarily goes in NFL franchises. Seeing that and now getting the confirmation on it is crazy.
That image of him watching film alone and not knowing what he's looking for, and telling his dad, like, yeah, I don't even know what I'm supposed to be looking for. It's just, it's insane when you think about it. And when, I mean, we dissected every moment that guy was on the podium.
And he did a great job with it.
He really did. And when you consider everything that he was carrying, the burden of the dysfunction of the entire organization that he was carrying, and Justin Fields before him, as we dissected both those guys, and just thinking about, you know, how few mistakes Caleb made along the way as he was trying to project confidence and leadership and stability amidst an absolute mess.
See, that's where, if you wanted to find a silver lining on this, you can. And you can go, that was Caleb Williams with no help.
With nothing. With absolutely nothing.
With not a plan, without really kind of knowing what he was looking at.
It's amazing, man. It's a good point. You remember early on, they were asking him to do Matthew Stafford stuff, like go up there and read everything, and then you make the choice. And we're hoping, you know, sometimes a team will be so bad at something that a player has to step up. Remember when James McCann kind of revolutionized the entire pitcher development program of the White Sox just because he happened to have been in Tampa Bay before that?
Oh, yeah. I spent a lot of time talking to James McCann about all of that.
Yeah, so McCann and Lucas Giolito together essentially like tried to drag the organization forward, which is absurd, but sometimes you had to do that. They were asking a rookie quarterback to do that with no guidance.
Man, it's a shame. It's a shame. And, you know, here we are. I'm glad that great job by the Midday Show getting Seth on and having him talk through. I can't wait to read this book, not just for the Bears stuff, but it's seemingly with all the cool quarterback stuff, there's a lot to get to.
Oh, yeah, man. Here's a text right here. I think this is more embarrassing than the firing of Eberflus. This is complete ineptitude. I look back now on Caleb laying down on the bench. Mm-hmm. Seriously, some of those moments where you saw Caleb so completely overwhelmed. I mean, Tanny said it in the pre-show. He's like, think of the burden on that kid.
Yeah, and he handled it with incredible maturity and grace. And look at the next texter up.
In my opinion, it speaks worse of the Bears regarding their treatment of Justin Fields.
I think there's an argument to be made there, too.
Yeah, and Justin never buried anybody.
He sure didn't. He's one just time, like, yeah. Just like, oh, okay, I'll leave, and I'll just go and do my thing, and who knows what he might have been had he been properly coached. And I'm still hopeful that there is a legitimate starting quarterback in there now that he's moved on to second place.
This is the news of the day, and we've enjoyed the opportunity to process it with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.